The Lord, you have taught us that without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts your greatest gift, which is love. Please be seated. So we are still standing here on the plain with Jesus and all his disciples around him that we were standing in last week, last Sunday. So we're still in the midst of Jesus's, what's it's referred to as the Sermon on the Plain, rather than Matthew's Sermon on the Mount. This is Luke's version of the sermon. And just like last week, we actually hear in these lessons, and some of them more than others, but we still hear a checklist of to-dos. But if we just go, if we see it only as a checklist of to-dos, then what we risk is that we risk getting trapped in a box way too small for what God has planned for us. Because we'll stay in charge of the to-do list, not God. And we'll make it possible to check those things off. But that may not be what we need to do. So because the collect this morning actually brings up that this service, all those readings are about various kinds of love, mostly covenantal love, I thought that I would give each of us a few minutes to sort of dwell in and take into our hearts a few of the lines from our readings. So the first thing is, I want each of you to decide which one of those readings, the reading about Joseph and his brothers from Genesis, or the reading, Psalm 37, kind of sounded like good news, but, you know, there was a lot of talk about the wicked. Or the reading from the letter to the Corinthians, where St. Paul, actually, Wally did a great job of reading that. That was one of those readings that's pretty dense. He did a great job. Maybe that was something. Or the gospel that you just heard. I want you to choose one of those readings that either sort of stood out for you, it made you sort of maybe take a big sigh when you heard a certain phrase, you went, oh yeah. Or maybe it was too comfortable or too disturbing, or maybe you got confused in the middle of it. Pick the one that sort of, it doesn't make any difference, pick the one that sort of stood out for you today, just one. Okay, you got that? All right. So I'm going to give you a line from each one. So you listen for the line from the reading you chose. So the one from Genesis, I want you to think on, and what you're going to be doing is thinking about this phrase, this verse, through the lens of this covenantal love that is being offered to us today. And you're actually going to call down the Holy Spirit in order to do this. Okay? And hear what the Spirit is saying through this lens of love from this verse, from the reading you heard. So the one from Genesis is, Joseph said, I am your brother Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. And if you chose Psalm number 37, here's your line. Take delight in the Lord, and he shall give you your heart's desire. Commit your way to the Lord, and put your trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. And I think because the other two services, the line about be still and wait patiently came out, I'll add that one in. And from the letter to the Corinthians, Just as we have been born in the image of the man of dust, we also bear the image of the man of heaven. And finally, the last verse that we heard from the Gospel of Luke, a good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Okay, I'm going to give us a few minutes to actually think about those lines, to question them, to struggle with them, see if the Holy Spirit gives you a little more insight into them through the gift, that greatest gift of God's love, and how you might live into that gift using those lines today. So, what did the Holy Spirit help you to see in those lessons? What glimmer did you get from those just 3 minutes, a little under 3 minutes of silence? And as I said to the 8 o'clockers, there's something incredibly wonderful about sitting in a church that you love, that you show up for, and sitting here in silence together. It feels holy. So, but what did anybody want to give us just a glimmer into what you actually experienced? Dave.
I don't know how many among us would call ourselves saintly, but for those who do not, I'm thinking that in our...
Big voice. You got to say it nice and loud.
Yeah. For those who would not call themselves saintly, in their relationships, they have probably treated others unfairly, maybe even cruelly. And to the extent that in return we get some semblance of mercy and caring and love, it's probably way more than we deserve.
Okay. So was yours from the letter to the Corinthians?
It's the part that says, pray for those who abuse you.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right. But that's what covenantal love asks us to do.
Right. Mm.
So I thought you were going with that line about the man of dust and the man of heaven. That sort of brings me to that place of the human Jesus as opposed to the divine Jesus, and having that inside me. Yeah, the divine Jesus, and thinking about that's a whole lot scarier. when you use the word saintly. Anybody else? This is where you got to get your courage on. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The story of Joseph is extraordinary that way. I mean, he was not a nice person. There's a reason his brothers got rid of him. I mean, just go back and read the story. He was not a real nice person. And then he got sold into slavery, and he did. He went through a whole bunch there, and he grew where he was planted. And God worked with him and worked in him to bring him to that place. He still had a choice, though. Would he lord this power over them, or would he live into the love of covenantal love with his family? He always had that choice. Somebody else. That's right, and that is the gift of love that God gave to Joseph. That it's the covenantal love that Joseph has with God to follow Jesus, to follow God, to do as, no, he wasn't following Jesus, to follow God and to trust in God, to make even something bad a way of love in the end. You're absolutely right. Our families can do a lot of healing through that. Anybody else? One more, if we have one more. Somebody who's sitting there, they've been getting up their courage to say it, and now they're going to raise their hand. No. All right. So I found this quote. I think these readings and taking the time to actually let God speak to you is really important. But I found this quote, and it is the reason that I did that little exercise with you. And I think it was written or spoken by John O'Donohue. It was in his book called Walking in Wonder that I'm going to read you a passage out of. And the quote said, "So many people are frightened by the wonder of their own presence. So many people, so many of us are frightened by our own, the wonder of our own presence." And Jesus says to love your neighbor as yourself. And this is about loving yourself, about accepting the gifts God has given you. Even the ones that other people point out and you go, "No, I don't think I have that gift." If somebody sees it in you, you have to take that seriously. This is a year when people are going to, and God, through the Holy Spirit, is going to be pointing out your gifts to you. We are going to be doing a new thing. As a community and as individuals, we are going to get our courage on and really step into some places that we didn't know we were going to step into. And we become, if we let go of our fright, we actually get to walk in wonder. And as the song you just sang out of was Wonder, Love, and Praise, we actually get to walk that way through this year. We are Jesus' disciples now. Every single one of us is a disciple of Jesus Christ. We are the leaders, the singers, the musicians, the prophets, the teachers, the writers, the carpenters, the adventure makers, and the troublemakers. I've named my little articles in the eConnect Holy Shenanigans. That's what we're all about this year. And God is calling us forth to love the world in some new way, to start a new beginning. And God is not giving us a to-do list. God is giving us the gift of the Holy Spirit and our own life to love. Our life as individuals, but also our life together as a community of faith. And so we stand here on holy ground with all of God's people. It's not just us who are standing here. It is all of God's people. The good and the not so good. Those too much like us and those who are really different. The agreeable and even the disagreeable. And at any given moment, we can all stand in one of those places because we're human. So we all are seeking this way forward, this new beginning. And God is pointing us towards that way. And these lessons are saying, follow Jesus. Jesus is preaching here to you. Follow the way of love. And so I want to end with this wonderful blessing that John O'Donohue wrote in his book To Bless the Space Between Us, but is also written here in this book about wonder. And it's a blessing for a new beginning. I'm going to read you part of it. In out-of-the-way places of the heart, where your thoughts never think to wander, This beginning has been quietly forming, waiting until you were ready to emerge. For a long time, it has watched your desire, feeling the emptiness growing inside you, noticing how you willed yourself on, still unable to leave what you had outgrown. It watched you play with the seduction of safety and the gray promises that sameness whispered, heard the waves of turmoil rise and relent, wondered, would you always live like this? And then the delight, when your courage kindled, and out you stepped onto new ground, your eyes young again, with energy and dream, a path of plentitude opening before you. Get ready, because God's going to bring it on. Amen.